So, hey, cities are defined by their towers. Paris has the Eiffel Tower, Chicago the Sears Willis Tower, Minneapolis the Fauché Tower. When a contest to restyle the boring blue ball in the center of Pequot Lakes was held in 1994, the Paul Bunyan's Bobber design was the winner. Today, even though no longer used for water, the red and white tower with the red button on top stands in the middle of town as a conversation piece and tourist attraction to visitors from all over the world. Who needs the Tower of London when you can visit Pequot Lakes? The Bobber Tower, yes, please applaud. Please clap. Yeah. Oh. The Bobber Tower is not the tallest structure in town, however. The Arvig Telephone Company, now TDS, built a 400-foot tower with a flashing white light at the tip, the shadow of which sweeps across Pequot Lakes each day like the hour hand of an enormous clock. Today is a big day in Pequot Lakes, almost as big as the day the baked beans come out of the ground at Trailside Park. It's Tower Bulb Replacement Day.
We now go live at the TDS Tower outside Pequot Lakes.
Well, hiya, boss. What's up?
Swen, do you know how many Swedes it takes to change a light bulb?
No, boss, that there's a hard one.
One is right, and you're what's up. The light at the top of the tower is burned out, and I need someone brave and, well, like you, to climb up there and change it.
Gee.
You're not afraid of heights, are you?
I know, but I get a little nervous about winds.
Are you an acrophobiac?
No, I'm a Lutheran, you know.
Good. Well, here's your safety harness and fall restraint system. That's a backpack with everything you'll need. Spare bulb, wrench, screwdriver, walkie-talkie, wrist altimeter, and, oh, this. It's a long trip. You'll need a snack.
Well, what you got?
A thermos of coffee from Lake's Latte and a sandwich. Your favorite.
Lutefisk?
You bet. And here's a safety helmet with a GoPro camera on top so we can watch your progress.
Oh, boy. Sven is suiting up now and heading out to the tower soon. We'll check back in a few minutes.